diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah!
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Welcome to part two of Maud's Dilemma.
Morning, Carol.
Morning, Florida.
Where's your mother?
She hasn't come down yet. I think she's still in shock.
So am I. I just can't believe your mother is pregnant.
Neither can my mother.
Tell you what. If the stork ever flew over my chimney again, my husband will fly right out the door. Hello, Junior. Goodbye, Senior.
Oh, boy.
Good morning, Mother.
Carol.
Morning, Mother.
Watch it, Florida.
Look who's telling who to watch it.
Did you have a bad night?
Flesh crawling. Honey, I dreamt I gave birth to the most beautiful baby with an 8-foot stainless steel umbilical cord. They couldn't cut it. I woke up dragging Walter halfway across the bed by his pajama string.
Well, you don't look very well.
Oh, honey, I have the world's worst cold. I have a case of morning sickness that makes me feel like I'll live maybe tops 11 minutes. What a fate. 9 months of having you tell me I don't look well.
8 months, Mother. You're already 4 weeks pregnant. Oh, look, Mother, you're not going to go through with this.
I keep forgetting, is black coffee good or bad for a woman in my condition?
Well, it keeps you awake.
Bad. That's what got me in my condition.
Mother, you don't have to have the baby. Look, I've told you before, there's no reason to feel guilty, and there's certainly no reason to be afraid. You're like talking to a stone wall.
A pregnant stone wall. Oh, Carol, honey. Honey, I really have been listening to you, and I've done a great deal of soul searching, believe me.
You're going to have the baby.
That's right, Carol.
Mother, please, you can't. Look, you told me yourself, Dr. Tarpin said, for you to have a baby at your age could be very
now,
risky.
Honey, you know Dr. Tarpin. He's an old fuddy-duddy. Look, Lucille Granger had a baby just last year and she was 49.
Yes, and she looks 59.
I feel 71. Now, the point I'm trying to make, honey, is that I am going to have this baby because Walter wants it.
Walter wants it? He told you that?
No, well, he didn't come right out and say it, but he was up half the night tossing and turning. Honey, I'm sure Walter wants the baby.
How do you know he wasn't tossing and turning because he doesn't want the baby?
Honey, I know the man. Look, when you were married, didn't you know what was on your husband's mind?
If I'd known what was on his mind, I would have divorced him 6 months sooner.
Well, anyway, I know Walter like a book.
So you're having a child at your age just to please him?
Well, it's only fair. I mean, look what he did to please me.
Miss Findlay, can I get into your bathroom now?
Not unless you want to jump in the tub with Mr. Findlay.
After what you're going through?
No, thanks.
I will finish up in the kitchen.
Look, Mother, there's something you're not talking about. How do you feel about having a baby?
Oh, to tell you the truth, honey, I just don't know. I mean, part of me really wants to have the baby, and part of me, I don't know. Anyway, I know Walter will be very pleased if we have the baby. He's never been a father before.
Well, I've never heard him complain about it. You know, you could be reading him wrong.
Not a chance, honey. I know Walter. Sweetheart, do you realize that he is almost 50 years old? This is his bid for immortality. He'll have a son to carry on his name.
Suppose he gets a daughter.
Well, the way things are going today, a daughter could carry on his name, too.
Mother, if you are so sure that Walter wants a baby, I don't see why you can't just come right out and ask him.
Honey, there's no need to. Look, if he didn't want the baby, he would tell me. But if he did want the baby, which he does, he wouldn't even mention it because he wouldn't want to influence me.
Look, Mrs. Finley, if he ain't out of that tub yet, he is going to look like a prune.
Well, by the way, what's the latest word on the baby?
Well, everybody else has voiced an opinion. How about you, Florida?
Well, my opinion is this. I don't do windows, and I don't do babies.
Mother, I don't think you realize how difficult it's going to be for a woman your age to have a baby.
Oh, honey, listen, no matter how difficult it is, it can't be as difficult as it was when I was carrying you. Now, that's right, Carol. Because when I was pregnant with you, we were very, very poor. You know what it's like to be pregnant and poor? Boy, I remember I used to have to go to a laundromat twice a week. Oh, I hated that place. It was loaded with perverts. They loved to sit in front of the machines and watch the nylon panties go round and round. As a matter of fact, I went into labor in that same laundromat, somewhere between rinse and spin dry. The next thing I knew, I was in a hospital where a nurse handed me a brown paper bag and told me to deposit my undergarments. Oh, Carol. She stood there while I slowly died of embarrassment. You see, I had run out of underwear and I was wearing your father's boxer shorts.
I was right. He looks like a prune.
Mother, that was a heart-rending story. But I would still rather see you having a baby when you're poor and young than when you're 47. What a lousy break. Most women your age have already been through menopause.
No, I know, sweetheart, but you know me. I just haven't had the time. However, tomorrow morning I'll put it on my calendar. Things to do. Change life.
Finished.
Him, Tarzan, me, Jane.
That must be Lorraine Copper, and she's picking Philip up. She's got the carpool today.
Hi, Lorraine. Philip will be down in a minute.
Okay, I'll be right back, kids. Play nice now.
Hi, kids. Lorraine, honey, you know, you are really an amazing person. I mean, four small children, and you're in your early 40s.
Oh, nothing, really. Listen, Maud, do you mind if I visit your powder room? Keep an eye on the kids for me, will you?
Hello? Am I what? Am I watching television? Wait a minute, what is this, one of those rating services? Yeah, would you just hold on for just a minute? Yeah, don't go away, please. Jimmy, stop honking the horn. Look, I'm going to count to three, and then I'm going to come out there and rip your little heart out. That's a good boy. My foot. Hello? Yeah, you know, this is the first time that one of your services has ever called me. Yeah, well, of course I'm watching television. Yeah, the name of the program is The End of the World. Jimmy, will you let go of that dog's tail? Jimmy! Doggy, sick Jimmy! You're kill! Jimmy, if you want to pull something, pull your sister's hair. That's better.
Mother, what are you screaming about? What's going on?
The Cochran kids with some kind of a plot to drive me mad.
Well, it looks like they succeeded.
Oh, Maud, I almost forgot. Congratulations! I understand you're preggy.
Preggy?
Preggy!
Oh, yes, Carol, you see, on top of everything else, I'm preggy.
I'll let you in on a little secret. I am too.
You're kidding.
Oh, well, of course you can't tell. I mean, I'm not showing yet. Actually, we had planned at stopping at four.
Four's a nice family, Lorraine. Why didn't you?
Oh, I couldn't do that. I mean, each to his own, but I couldn't. I don't think it's right for me to make that kind of a decision. Besides, what's one more kid? Oh, listen, by the way, Maud, are you nursing?
No, I was just having coffee.
I'll lend you my copy of The Art of Breastfeeding. You'll love it.
The Art of Breastfeeding. Do you realize, Carol, now it's an art? Like French cooking.
Mother, look at you. You're shaking like a leaf. You were with those kids 5 minutes. They weren't
Carol,
even in the house.
Please, please.
I'm late for golf. I only got time for coffee.
Oh, Walter, I'm crushed. I was planning on preparing you an 8-course breakfast.
Now's your chance. Ask him.
Walter, I have a question for you.
What is it?
Walter... Look, I have to know what you want.
I want it black.
Walter, I'm talking about the baby. I mean, a woman has a right to know how her husband feels.
I think you know how I feel, Maud. I want whatever you want.
And I want what you want, Walter.
Then it's settled. Because I trust you to know what I want. Anyway, you won't have to make this decision again.
Wait a minute, Walter. Walter, what's that supposed to mean?
I spoke to Arthur, and he spoke to Dr. Mingo, and he arranged for me to get a vasectomy after golf.
Vasectomy after golf? It sounds like a new play by Noel Coward. Well, anyway, honey, you heard it for yourself. Walter is dying to have that baby.
Mother, I didn't hear him say that. All I heard him say was that he trusts you to know what he wants.
And I do, Carol. Listen, there is not a doubt in my mind, honey. Not a doubt. Because on top of everything else, last night in his sleep, he said, Maud, I want to have this baby.
Well, why didn't you tell me that before?
Because it's not true. Well, Carol, I just want to get you off my back. Now, listen, I am going to go ahead and have this baby because Walter wants it. So you might as well start getting used to it. Yes, and maybe even be a little happy about it, as I am. Oh, Carol, we're going to have a little toddler in the house. And if he's strong and healthy, maybe by the time he's 6 months old, he'll be smart enough to bust out of his playpen and run away from home.
Well, no, I don't think so, Arthur. The way Maud was tossing and turning last night, I just know she wants to have that baby.
Did it ever occur to you she might have been tossing and turning because she doesn't want to have the baby?
No, but you don't understand Maud. If she didn't want to have the baby, she'd have no problem in telling me. Instead, she tosses and turns and says nothing at all, which has to mean she wants the baby.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I think it's terrific. I'll get a chance to read Goodnight Moon. You ever read that, Arthur? Good night, little mouse. Good night, little house. Good night, shoes. Good night, socks.
I prefer the, frankly, I prefer the little choo-choo that could, you know? I think I can. I knew it could. Woo! Just between you and me, Walter, I don't know why Maud wants to have a baby at all. At her age, you know, there are certain risks.
Well, don't underestimate the maternal instinct, Arthur. Besides, she may also be fighting the idea of abortion on moral grounds.
And you don't want to interfere?
I think I interfered enough already. Good night, nose. Good night, toes. Good night, eyes.
You know, I hate to interrupt you, old buddy, but you don't have very much time before you have to go under the knife.
Arthur, The operation, what's it like?
A vasectomy? Oh, it's a very simple procedure, Walter. It's done right in the doctor's office. Snip, 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 and it's over.
Bert, a double?
Now, easy, Walter. You're responding to some kind of a primitive fear. It's irrational. You should know better.
I do know better, but that doesn't help. Not when you were brainwashed as a child. I still line the seats in public johns. My mother spent half a life telling me what I could get if I didn't.
I guess we had the same mothers, Walter. You want to know what I do in public restrooms?
What?
Get ready. I flush with my foot.
We all have the same mothers, Arthur. All of us. Tell me something. What happens after?
After the snip-snip.
After the snip-snip.
Nothing, except you can't make babies, that's all.
And that's it?
That's it.
I don't change into a soprano, do I?
Come on, Walter. It has nothing to do with virility. Absolutely nothing. Listen, you want to hear it right from the horse's mouth? Harry Lawrence is over there. He had a vasectomy. Harry!
Hey, Arthur, please don't embarrass me.
Don't worry. I'll be discreet.
Hello, Harry. All right, good to see you.
You know Walter Finley?
No, I don't believe I had the pleasure, Walter.
Hi.
Well, how's the dress business?
Sensational.
That's great. How do you like your vasectomy?
Discreet, Arthur. Very discreet.
Walter here is planning to have one, too.
Oh, good deal.
Tell him about it.
You'll really love it, Walter. Takes the worry out of being close. Just a little joke.
You're happy you had it done, then?
Happy isn't the word for it. Best thing I ever did.
And everything's fine?
Fine. Everything's better.
Better?
Sure. Helps my wife, too. She's like a kid again. The only trouble is she forgets I'm not.
One more question. Do you flush with your foot?
Good to see you again, Arthur. Good luck.
So he didn't have the same mother we did, Arthur.
No, I guess not. Well, the important thing is he was psychologically prepared for vasectomy. See, some guys are, and some guys aren't. Now, you're an ideal candidate for vasectomy. Easygoing, devil-may-care. You're just what the doctor ordered. I gotta make a couple of calls on the way home. And you better be getting yourself over to Doc Mingo.
Oh, yeah, sure, as soon as I finish this drink.
Well, lots of luck, old buddy. And remember, be for vasectomy.
Be for vasectomy. Oh, hello, Dr. Mingo's office. This is Walter Findlay. Yeah, well, I want to cancel my 5 o'clock appointment. Yes? Well, yeah, I'll call back. I'll call back next year.
Hurry, darling. You must be exhausted. Now, really, Walter, playing 18 holes of golf, then having a vasectomy, and then working in the store till 9 o'clock. I mean, it's too much.
Maud. Maud. I have a confession to make.
Yes, Walter?
I shouldn't have gone to the store today. All I saw was a pop-up toaster. What are you doing?
Honey, I'm helping you get into bed.
Maud, I'm not an invalid.
Come on.
Oh, no, come on. Why are we going to bed so early? It's not even 10 o'clock.
Sweetheart, yet. You don't have to go to sleep. I just want you to get into bed and rest. Come on. You can read. I bought you a new book today.
The Art of Breastfeeding?
No, honey, the other one on politics.
I don't feel like reading.
Sweetheart, did the doctor prescribe anything? I mean, ice packs or heating pad, aspirin, novelties?
Nothing. He just told me to stay off my feet, you know.
Listen, honey, would you like a pickle?
No, thanks.
They probably go better with pregnancies than vasectomies.
Maud, I'd like to tell you about today.
Honey, I want to take your mind off today. Now, of course, I know what I usually do to take your mind off things, but what can we do now? I know what. How about a game of gin rummy?
Okay. Gin rummy. Terrific idea. Gosh, Mort, it's been months since we played gin.
I know. Walter, I've decided to have the baby.
I knew it. I told Arthur that would be your decision.
I'm glad you're happy about it. You'll love being a father.
Of course, Maud. Gin.
What do you mean, gin? You picked up one card and you gin?
Name of the game, Maud.
Listen, honey. I was wondering, well, now that you've had your vasectomy, well, if anything happened to me...
More.
No. Let me finish. Sweetheart, if anything happened to me and you wanted to get married again and you wanted to be a father again, but you couldn't... I mean, have you thought about that, Walt?
I never wanted to become a father before. Why should I want to become one later on?
I don't understand you, Walter.
I'm happy to become a father because you want to have a baby, not because I want to become a father. Gin.
Walter, what are you trying to do? You pick up two cards and you gin.
Now, wait a second, Maud. Were you having the baby because you thought I wanted it?
Well, you do, don't you?
Sweetheart, would it disappoint you too much to learn that becoming a father was never one of my life's ambitions? I don't know why. For years, I used to feel guilty about it. For years, people told me I was nuts or selfish. How could I not love kids? Well, I do love kids, but they don't have to be mine. That's probably the worst confession I'll ever make. Do you hate me?
Of course not, darling. I love you. I love you, and I love my life.
Jen.
I take it all back! What are you trying to do to me? I don't even have time to sort my cards, and you're ginning out on me.
Forget the cards, Mort. We have something much more important to talk about.
What, you finally decided you do want a pickle?
Mort, I want you to have whatever it is you want. Does that include the baby?
Well, it did when... Well, I thought you wanted it.
Well, Mort, I think it would be wrong to have a child at our age.
Oh, so do I, Walter. Oh, Walter, so do I.
We'd make awful
parents. Oh, impatient, irascible.
Awful. It's just not our time of life.
Well, for other people, it might be fine, but for us, I don't think it would be fair to anybody. Oh, Walter, hold me closer.
Are you frightened, Maud? About the operation, I mean.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, darling. Why should I be frightened? Were you frightened of the vasectomy? I said, were you frightened about the vasectomy?
I didn't have it. You see, I was psychologically unprepared. You can ask Arthur. Uh-huh. Arthur's a doctor.
Honey,
he told me that...
It's all right. It's all right. Just tell me, Walter, that I'm doing the right thing. Not having the baby.
For you, Maud, for me, in the privacy of our own lives, you're doing the right thing.
I love you, Walter Finley.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.